Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brachas Daf Yud Ches and Oiz V'Hodor edition. We're starting in the beginning of the second perek, in the end of Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Haya Koyre B'Toyra. Someone who's reading Torah, just reading Psukim, V'Higia Zman HaMikro, comes the time to say Kriya Shema, Im Kiven Liboy Yotzo. If he has Kavano to be Yotze Kriya Shema, he's Yotze. Vimlav, he didn't have in mind to be Yotze Krishma. Lo Yotze is not Yotze. The Mishnah goes on and says, Befrokim Shoyel Mipnei HaKavod Umeshiv. In between the Parshias and the Brochas, as we'll see, one can stop in the middle to say hello and to answer anybody who he deserves to be Mechabedim. So someone who's very respectful, he could say Shalom Aleichem. Or if the guy comes back to him and tells him Shalom, he can answer him Shalom if he's between the parshias. Be'emza, but if he's in the middle of a parsha. So then Shalom Pnei Hayiro Umeshiv Divrei Rabbi Meir. So the Rabbi Meir says he can ask and answer if someone comes in front of him is the person who he's Yare from, he's afraid of. As the Haredim points over here, it's a Mechalekes Rishonim. What does it mean he's afraid of? Rashi says, he's afraid that he's going to kill him. Meaning, if somebody is coming in front of him is some kind of a king, a goyish king, if he's not going to answer him, he's going to kill him, so he can answer him in the middle of Kriya Shema. So the Rishonim asking Rashi, but if so, it's Pikoach Nefesh. Pikoach Nefesh is Doicha Kol HaTorah Kula. What's the Chiddush? So therefore, the Rosh and other Rishonim explain, we're talking about somebody who he is obligated to be Yore, like his Rebbe or his parents. That's what we talk about Pnei Hayiro, and we'll get back to this Be'ezer Hashem in the Gemara. Says the Mishnah, Abiyudo Imer Be'emtza Shoyel Pnei Hayiro. Abiyudo says that in the middle of the Perek, in the middle of a Parsha of Kriya Shema, he can ask, he can say hello for someone who he's afraid of. When Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph on top. Umeshiv Pnei HaKofet. And to answer, someone says hello to him, he can reply back, even if it's only for covered purposes, someone who he respects. Uva prokim, in between the parashias, shoyel mipnei hakovod, he can say hello. He can start a conversation, so to speak. Say shalom aleichem to someone that he respects. Umeishiv shalom kol adam, to answer, he can answer any person. If it's between the parashias, let's say between v'ahavto and v'hoyim shemoya, and a friend of his comes and says shalom, he can answer back shalom. Says the Gemara, Haya Koya B'Toyro, Omar Abo Zois Umeres, Shein Abrochos Me'akvus. L'chol, you see from here that you don't need to say brachos in order to be Yotze Kriya Shema. Because here we're talking about somebody who's reading the Torah. And then he remembers, oh, I have to say Kriya Shema. He didn't say brachos. So l'chol, you see from here, I'm not required to say the brachos in order to be Yotze Kriya Shema. As the Haredi points out, l'chol, this whole discussion, if the brachos me'akv or not, is only if you hold that reading Kriya Shema is a mitzvah derabbanan. So then the question is, how did the Rabbanon establish the mitzvah? With a bracha or without a bracha? But if you hold the Kriya Shema is deraisa, so there's no havami, there's no tzad to say that you must say a bracha in order to be yotze. Deraisa does not require to say a bracha. So according to the opinion that holds the Kriya Shema is derabbanan, says the Gemara you see over here, that a bracha is not me'akev, meaning even if you didn't say the bracha, you yotze the mitzvah. Now here we're going to use the girsa the way most of the Mefarshim use, which is we're going to skip one sentence, and then we'll go back to that sentence soon. The Gemara tells us according to that, Hey Sivun, they asked, what about Ve'einer Mafsik Ve'loi Sanito? What about Ve'loi Mafsik? You didn't mention Ve'loi Mafsik. Ve'ochaf Agav Ve'loi Taniso Tzorech Levarech. So also here, even though it does not mention Bracha, you need to say it. What is the Gemara saying over here? So the Mefarshim may have several different ways to explain it. But everybody is going with the same idea. We're missing here something as well. We're missing the idea of the Hafsaka. The Haredim explains that Hafsaka means that a person needs to say the word Echod long. Hashem Akin Hashem Echod, as the Gemara is going to say soon. You need to say a long Echod. You have to do a break between the word Echod and the word Be'ahavto. The way the Rash Sirilau brings the question is that we're going to learn soon if a person does a large break, a big break between the first parasha of Shema and the second parasha of Shema, so he's not Yotze. Here, if one is reading the Torah, And just by the way, once they be Yoytze Shema, when he's going to say Ve'ahavta, then he's going to say Ve'ayim Shemar, there'll be a huge break between them. So what about this Nekuda? The Reb Chaim brings you a pshat that we're referring to another Mishnah. There's a Mishnah that says that if a person is in the middle of doing something, he needs to stop to say Shema, but doesn't have to stop to say Shmoneh Esrei. And the Gemara is asking, there also doesn't say they have to stop to say Brachas of Shema. And L'chura, what we're saying, a simple point, simple halacha, person is in the middle of eating, needs to stop to say Shema, it means to say the Brachas as well. Why not say the Brachas as well? So all these pshatim are coming to say that we find that sometimes the Mishnah does not tell us all the halachas. The Mishnah didn't tell us that you have to stop to do a break between Echad V'Ahavta according to the Haredim. The Mishnah didn't tell us that you can't have too much of a break between the first Pasha and the second Pasha. The Mishnah in other places didn't tell us you have to say a bracha, even though obviously you have to say a bracha. So what is the Gemara telling us? Here it could be you do have to say the brachas. Someone is reading the Torah, and he suddenly remembers he has to say Shema, he has to stop to say the brachas. The fact that the Mishnah didn't tell us you have to say the brachas doesn't mean that you don't have to do it. The Mishnah did not mention many other halachas. We didn't find other Mishnahs saying this halacha, but obviously that's what the Mishnah meant. So here the Mishnah meant that you have to say the brachas. Now we go back to the previous sentence. Omar Rabbi Yoiso, im oimer atshu tzorech levorech, birech tzorech sheichaven liboy bekulon. We'll explain this based on Reb Chaim's pirush. Reb Chaim says, the Gemara is telling us, I'll bring you a raya, they don't have to say a bracha. Because what does the Mishnah say? If a person is reading the parashas of Shema, so if he had kavana, he's yoytze. What is kavana? Kavana to be yoytze, the mitzvah kriya Shema. But if he did a bracha before, of course he has kavana. If he does a bracha, it shows that he has kavana to be yoytze kriya Shema. So that's a great raya that we do not have to say a bracha. Now the Yerushalmi concludes and says, Zoytzoy meres tzorech lechaven es liboy bekulon. This is another point, meaning, now that the Mishnah tells us you have to have kavana when you say Kriya Shema, Mashi, you have to have kavana on the entire Kriya Shema. The entire Kriya Shema, person has the kavana, has to know in his mind that he's saying Kriya Shema l'shem mitzvah Kriya Shema. So says the Gemara in Amud Beis, Nishmeinu min ado. We'll learn from the following. Rav Achi Omar Mishum Rabbi Yudo, in kiven libo reperik rishon, afapi shaloi kiven libo reperik sheni yotza. Says, no, we find in the name of Rav Achi, in the name of Rav Yudo, that is enough to have kavanah in the first parasha of Shema, you do not have to have kavanah in the second parasha of Shema. And according to Rav Chaim's pshat, the Gemara is saying it's a machlokes. Our Mishnah sounds you have to say kavanah in the entire Shema. We see here that there's a shita that says only the first parasha. Says the Gemara, ma bin perek rishon, ma bin perek sheni. What's the difference? Why the first parasha requires kavanah and not the second parasha? Says the Gemara of Chanino, kol ma shekosu bezeh, kosu bezeh. Vayoyim Shemoya is almost a repetition of the first parasha of Shema. So really it's all included, that's why I don't have to have kavanah in the second one. Says the Gemara, me'ato lo yikro ela echot. If so, so just say one parasha, I have to say both. Omar avilo harishon leyochit, v'asheni letzibur. The first one is written b'loshon yochit, to individual. The second is written b'loshon rabin, to the tzibur. Harishon leTalmud, Hasheni leMaise. The Rishon is that we have to learn Torah. The second one is you have to do mitzvahs. That's the difference. The Loshon of the Parsha Shniyah of Shema is to do the mitzvahs. As the Mefarshim point out, the Gemara Bavli added to this. Then the first Parsha of Shema, you're mentioning both to learn and to do. The second Parsha speaks only to do. So there's differences between the first Parsha and the second Parsha. By Kapra Omai Ein Lechotzer Kavono. Rav Kapra says that kavanah needs to be done only in the first three psukim and not the entire first parasha. V'taniken, we have a brace like that. V'shinantom, that's the next pasuk after the first three psukim. Ad kan lekavanah. Till here you have to have kavanah. Mikan ve'ilach l'shinun. From here on, it's only v'shinantom, only to read, you do not have to have kavanah. By the way, from the first pshat of the Gemara, so many of the Mefarshim point out over here, the Masha, the only Parsha does not need Kavanah is the second Parsha, because it's included in the first Parsha. The Gemara said the second Parsha is just a repetition. Masha from here, the third Parsha of Vayomer, does need to have Kavanah according to that Shita. Says the Gemara of Chuno, Rav Uri, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel, Tzorech lekabel Malchus Shamayim Me'umot. When a person says Shema, he needs to be standing. Says the Gemara, Mayim Maya Yoishev Oymet. You want to tell me if a certain person is sitting, he needs to get up to say Shema? Says the Gemara, Loi Imaya Mehalech Oymet. Person who's walking needs to stop to say Shema. Tani says the Gemara, the Brisa Tzorich Leharich BeEchod. When he says the word Echod, he needs to be Marich to say the word should take very long to say. Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov Oymer Ubilvad BeDalis. You need to be Marich in the letter Dalit. So here, already the Rishonim point out in the Bavli. That works well if you say the letter Dalet the way the Timonim say it today, which you can be Marichit. The way we say the word Echod, it's very impossible to go and say a very long Dalet. Says the Gemara, Subchus by Yosef Omar, Kol Marich BeEchod, Marich Im Lo Yomov V'Shnoise B'Toivo. Person who's Marich in the word Echod, he's going to get Arichus Yomim. Rav Yirmiyav Marich Sagin, he was Marich a lot. He did it very, very long. You don't have to say so long. It's enough, as long as you have in mind to make a Kadosh Baruch Hu king up at Shemaim, down here in the world, in the four sides of the world, that's the kavon you need to have. Rav Shoyl Rav Chia Rabo, Leinu Chamil Rebbe, Mekabel Olov Ol Machut Shemaim. I didn't see Rebbe when he gave shir, saying Kabbalah Sol Machut Shemaim, we have a very similar Gemara in the Bavli. Rebbe gave shir, came the time of Kirishma, and I don't see him saying Shema. When you see him putting his hand on his face, on his eyes, that's what he's Mekabbalah Sol Machut Shemaim. He has to have Kavana, and he needs to have, where is this time of Kavana? When he puts his hand on his face, as our meaning is that when we say Shema, we put a hand on our face. When you see Rebbe putting his hand on his face, that's when he's saying Shema. Omer Lei Ve'enu Tzorich La'asker Yitzias Mitzrayim. What about the Pasha Yitzias Mitzrayim? That's part of the requirements of Shema. He doesn't mention that. Omer Lei Leis Efshar De'lo Yotim Milei. Can't be that in the Shir, he doesn't mention throughout the Shir something about Yitzias Mitzrayim. So even though he does not mention the Pasha of Yitzias Mitzrayim, as long as there's some mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim, he's Yotze. And here it seems the Gemara that what all the Rebbe is requiring in order to be Yotze Kriyishma is to have Kavanah in the first Pasuk and then mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yatavu mi Shol Rav Chizkiel. Leis hodo omro she'in lechotzorich Kavanah el Pasuk Rishon b'Vav Medav Yotes Amadav on top. Don't you see from here, the Rebbe holds, the only thing you need to have Kavanah is the first Pasuk. Because all Rebbe said was the first Pasuk. So you see from here, that's what Rebbe holds, the Kavanah is only the first Pasuk. And the Gemara concludes this sugyo, Omele Ado Yatne Ad Vishinantom. Ado holds that the Kavanah needs to be until the Vishinantom, like we said before. Meaning that Ado tells us you have to have Kavanah until Vishinantom. So either, like many of the Farshim learn, this is arguing Rebbe. Rebbe says Kavanah in the first Pasuk is enough. Or the way the Pnei Moshe says, Ada says that's what Rebbe did. When Rebbe put his hand on his face, not only he said the first Pasuk of Kriya Shema and he had Kavanah of Ol Machut Shemaim, he also said the next Yipsukim until the word Vishinantob to be Yoitze, the Kriya Shema they need to do with the Kavanah. And with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Brochos Daf Yud Ches.